Democrat was a Republican in the United States until 1828. The word nice was a pejorative among English speakers until the 18th century. And the word alcohol comes from Arabic, as do many words beginning with A-L, but no one quite knows where the kohol comes from. Word Histories and Mysteries, from Abacadabra to Zeus, is a new book that traces the uncommon origins of common words. Joseph Pickett is an editor of the American Heritage Dictionary who contributed to the book. He joins us from the studios of WBUR in Boston. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Pickett.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And Democrat was a Republican? How does that go?
Well, back in the 1800s, it was originally the Republican or Democratic Republican Party. And then when Andrew Jackson was elected in 1828, the word Republican was dropped altogether, and it just became the Democratic Party.
And how was it if I called you nice in 1650, I'd get a punch in the nose?
Well, originally the word nice meant foolish. It comes from the Latin word nescius, meaning ignorant. And this is a very good example of what's called melioration, or the improvement in the meaning of a word. Nice developed the sense in the 1600s of being someone who was fastidious about being dressed, and that sense survives in the expression nice distinction that we still use today. But from that sense of being careful about being dressed developed a sense of pleasant, enjoyable, and that's the one that survives, and the original meaning has died off.
One of the things that people look for when they use language every day, professionally or otherwise, is precision. And one idea you get, certainly thumbing through this book, is that we might fool ourselves about the precision of language, certainly over the centuries.
Language is full of mistakes. There is no question about that, and there's no getting around it. Every day in our everyday language, we make loads of mistakes, even though we're totally unaware of it. I'll give you an example. The word pea, the vegetable, was originally peace, P-E-A-S-E, which survives in the nursery rhyme, peas, porridge, hot, peas, porridge, cold. That word was misunderstood as a plural, and the S was dropped off and gave us pea. So there's a mistake. This happens quite frequently. The interesting thing is that when everyone makes the same mistake, it's no longer a mistake.
Mr. Pickett, how do you know when a word has begun to shift in meaning so significantly it needs to be redefined for a new generation?
That's a good question. We try to pay attention to what's going on in the language. The people who I work with, we look at language all the time. And we look not for new words only, but we look for new uses of existing words. And sometimes it's pretty clear when this is happening. If you think of the word chill, for example, developing a sense like to relax or calm down, or just in that extended even to socialize, those were new uses of a word quite far from the original meaning of the word, and they're pretty easy to identify. And then there are other things that we try to keep in mind where if you pay attention to them, you notice them right away. So like time out meaning a punishment for kids, or extreme applied to sports where it was never applied to sports before. Mm-hmm. For new senses of words, you usually can find them associated with words that they aren't traditionally used with.
I'm impressed by the universality of the word hello, and even more impressed to discover that it's a relatively recent addition.
Yes, this is a word that developed actually in Thomas Edison's laboratory. It's an interesting story. As they were working on the phonograph technology that he developed, they began to use this as a word that they would record, and it was adapted very quickly into the world of telephone communication, which was emerging at the same time as this phonograph equipment was. This is a very interesting story within a matter of like 10 years, I think, between the time it was first used in Edison's lab and the telephone, early telephone conventions. It achieved widespread use.
What did people say before hello?
Good day.
Oh.
That goes back to Old English times.
Good day.
Yeah. And it's still popular in Australia.
Yes, it is, although the pronunciation we note is often different.
Right.
Joseph Pickett is a contributor to the book Word Histories and Mysteries from Abracadabra to Zeus, speaking with us from Boston. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.